You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You need to know what's happening. It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Baldy, what have you seen in your breakdowns? Because I think Latu is the best pass rusher. If you're just talking about getting to the quarterback, he's better than Turner, he's better than Verse, he's better than Chop Robinson. That is my evaluation. What is yours?
Well, he's unbelievably productive. And you can look at sack numbers, you look at tack for losses. Just look at how he wins and what you can do with him. You can, like, honestly, my comp for Latu. Now, look, T.J. Watt wasn't T.J. Watt when he came out of Wisconsin.
Sure.
He became T.J. Watt with effort, you know, with all the skills that he has. To me, Latu is as close to what we have seen from T.J. coming out. Now, T.J. didn't have neck issues, and he didn't have to shut his career down. But you know, Latu did. They also humbled him. It also said, I better never stop working. And it told him how much he missed the game. Mm. Now, I don't know what the medical looks like, but he just played 2 years at UCLA without any incidents. It could be behind him. Jalen Phillips had a similar situation. It was all behind him. He hasn't had anything like that being drafted in the first round out of Miami. So I think that Latu, the skill set is you can line him up at a three technique. You can line him up outside, put his hand in the dirt. You could drop him into coverage. You could do all these things. But the fact is, his ability just to beat one-on-one blocks or defeat the blocks because of a skill set that he has or before that even happens, the guy just stays unblocked. It's rare. You just don't see guys with this type of movement. And the movement happens in a little bit like Max Crosby because he's Gumby. He can just bend in any position. And he's just slippery. And it's just a unique skill set that he has that's just different than Dallas. It's different than Jared. It's different than Chop. Those guys, he doesn't have the power that some of these guys have, but his win rate is so high because he just never lets you get into his body. You never get your hands on him. He doesn't let you do that. And that's rare. It's rare. And put on any film and you see it. It shows up all the time.
Jason, do you believe Dallas Turner is somewhat, I don't want to say overrated because these guys haven't played a down in the league. But for me, here's my issue, Jason, and then you can go. Turner, for his athleticism at Alabama and what he showed at the combine, the production didn't equal that.
Yeah.
And that's my concern. Like, this dude's a beast athletically. And I've said that. What do you think about these edge rushers?
I think Latu's the first one off the board, and I think he goes right here. I talked to people over the weekend who believe that he should go first, he will go first, and that all the medical rechecks have come back clear. So if you're letting that hold you back, you might be being overly sort of officious about how significant of a risk it is. And that's not to minimize anything in that neck spine region. But I've talked to enough people who don't have a dog in a fight who just said, Latu's rising. Like Latu is edge number one. And I think it's for a lot of the reasons that Baldy laid out. And we talked about with the Jets, right? Sometimes mock draft nation, it just is what it is. And sometimes everybody got locked into an idea, you know what I mean? And it just became real easy to write in Dallas Turner at 8 and call it a day. I think it's Latu. I think it's Latu. And I think Dallas Turner goes a little bit for, like, I've got the Raiders taking Dallas Turner because there's going to be more offensive linemen, more quarterbacks, and I just think that's going to be a little pick through. And I don't think, you know, he's going to be available outside of the middle. You know, or certainly I don't think he'd maybe get past Chris Ballard at 15, but I think Latu, enough people I trust have told me Latu's the guy.
Me too. It is in the huddle. They have options there, by the way. And the crazy thing about the Falcons is, get back to your wide receiver scenario, fellas. You were talking about the Bears at 9 and Rome. Rome had 1,600 yards, 20 receiving touchdowns. He was a beast, right? Rome Odunze. If he's there at 8, I do think the Falcons have like, oh, crap, what do we do? Do we let this go with Kirk Cousins now as the delivery system? And maybe we just go score 35 on everybody, right? You're thinking that way. I don't know if they're going to do that with Zach Robinson. I know he'd love to have him, but that's going to be an interesting decision. If Rome is there and Latu and all these other guys is the best corner potentially at 8, I think they have a major decision. Let's talk.
Let me just throw one more thing out there with Atlanta.
Yeah.
For whatever it's worth, and maybe it's nothing, had two high-ranking personnel executives both sort of just randomly throw in there when we were talking about Atlanta.
Here they love Michael Penix.
It's true. It's true, though, Jason.
I'm just saying.
What?
It's true they love Penix.
What? What? They just paid Cousins $100 million, guys.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just putting it out there before the draft, just in case they drop back a few spots and take Michael Penix.
Let me just say this. I believe Michael Penix is going to be a top 15 player taken in this draft, and he's going to go between Atlanta and the Raiders. That's just what I hear,
and that's what
I believe. And I think people are finally coming around. Mm. They've gotten past the medical and his history at Indiana. Now they're saying – you win from the pocket in this league. He's the best pocket quarterback in this draft. He has the best arm in this draft. And now people are sitting down and they're talking to him and they're studying him. They're going, we paid Kirk this money, Carl. But this franchise turned around the day Mike Smith and Matt Ryan got united.
Correct.
And I think Raheem Morris down the road, we don't know. Like, we'll see. Kirk's coming back from, you know, Achilles. Yeah. We think he's going to be fine. But fine for how long? And then what? Because if you don't have that plan in place, you're just going to go back to one of these franchises, just going to keep turning things over. I hear the same thing, Jason.
You guys, right now, I'm telling you, Falcon fans are they're losing their minds. When you,
I know they are. I've heard.
They love Michael.
I hold you responsible. Both of you, okay?
No, I've seen the exact same response.
We compared notes. Did you know I was going to say that? Because I didn't know you were going to say that.
No,
there's no conspiracy theories here, right? Baldy, there was no pre-production. We both raised our hands like that before we got off the Falcons. Neither one knew what the other was going to say.
No. This is just.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The only thing I've heard Baldy say is he's higher on your board than a lot of other people. I think, don't you have him as 2 on the board for you?
Yeah, I have him number 2.
Okay. So I've heard that from you. I've not heard what you just said. I've not heard, Jason, what you just said. I'm just going to leave that there. Take that and just put it aside. Let's see what happens. That's interesting.
You know how powerful the owner is in Atlanta.
Yes.
It all goes through Mr. Blank. I'm out here. Arthur Blank is very interested in that particular player, knowing the future of the franchise. And let's make sure the Mercedes-Benz Dome is a place to be on Sunday afternoon. So
you know what? Anyway. It's valid. That is valid. All right, let's talk about the Titans. They pick seventh. It's in the huddle, guys. Subscribe, like us. We're talking about the top 10 in the draft. Thursday's the draft. We're coming back on Friday, kind of recapping and just taking in the first round. Now, remember, for Baldy, I, and Jason, like we want to see the entirety of the draft. It's easy to say, hey, first round, this team got it right. Let's see what happens, which gets us in the next week, which we'll come back and say, hey, this is how we feel about certain teams. But we're talking about the first round. Titans, O-line, Will Levis. Is this simple for the Titans here, Jason?
Yeah, I think it's Joe Ault or Malik Nabers. I hear Nabers is the wide receiver that they covet. Like, if it's him and Rome on the board, and it probably will be, I'm just, again, just going on what I've heard from some people I trust who are pretty plugged in. I think it's Nabers or Ault. Now, me personally, and we'll get to the Chargers in a minute, I just think Joe Ault screams to me Harbaugh's left tackle for the next however many years he wants to keep coaching. But I don't know about you, Baldy, but I think it's one of those two kids going to the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, look, Skoronski looks like he's going to be their left guard. Like, go get – if Joe Ault is available, get Joe Ault and start putting this offensive line back together when they were winning divisions and the number one ranked team in the AFC and the number one seed a few years ago. Taylor Lewan, you could look at their offensive line, and it was strong. And it collapsed, and everything collapsed. The run game collapsed, coaching changes, general manager changes. A lot of things fell apart. It's time to rebuild this offensive line. And so I believe that's what Rand Carthon is looking at, if he can get his guy. Like, I think Joe Ault, if he's available, makes a lot of sense. You got two number ones playing next to each other right there on the left side. You pick up Tony Pollard. You've got Taj Spears from last year. You know, I think that would help Will Levis the most right now.
Yeah, some of these are fairly easy. I think that's an easy one. I totally agree, guys. Let's talk about the New York Football Giants. I do not believe Daniel Jones is the long-term answer. But with that said, then what do you do here at six? What does Joe Shane do that makes sense for the Giants? Baldy?
I think they've got to invest in a quarterback. They don't want to be picking this high again. They've invested heavily in defense. They've overpaid for a lot of free agents. The draft picks and the money has gone to the defense. It's time to really look at this quarterback situation. And Daniel Jones is now, you know, the injuries are the injuries. He's never played a full season. This is something you have to really pay attention to. And Joe Shane and Brian Daboll did not pick Daniel Jones. They inherited him. And we know that if you're going to get your quarterback, this would probably be the year to do it. You might have to move up to do it. That's still on the table. The owner has come out and said, if you think the quarterback is the right position, you have the green light to go get him. I think they're going to take a quarterback here. I think they might have to move up to get the guy that they want. And I think they're prepared to do that. And who knows if that trade is with New England or whoever it's with. But I believe they're going to go get a quarterback here and just go, look, we lost the face of our franchise. Let's get a new face. Yeah. Let's start building with them. We may take our lumps this year, but let's get our quarterback now. Washington's going to take theirs. Philly has theirs. Dallas has theirs, at least for now. Let's get our quarterback and let's get in this race and let's start building with it.
Jason, who's that quarterback, if you believe that?
Well, I believe it wholeheartedly. I don't think there is a scenario that exists where they can't or don't get a quarterback. Brian Daboll, and look, I've known him a long time. I think highly of him. But he went from one of these guys who was thought of as sort of like a Belichick guy who's going to kick around in Belichick systems and coach tight ends or coach receivers or coach quarterbacks, right? He went from that sort of a guy to future NFL head coach. Why? Because of what he did with Josh Allen in Buffalo. Like, they didn't bring in Brian Daboll not to have him work with a potential franchise quarterback, one that he was invested in selecting, not one he inherited. who was already a little bit damaged goods and physically was already getting beat up. So I don't think there's a parallel universe out there where the Giants don't come away with J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. Like, I just don't. Like, there's going to be a hell to pay if somehow they don't. And there's no excuse not to, because 4 and 5, as we'll talk about on the other side of the break, are very open to doing business if you want to move up a little bit and just make sure you get one of those guys.